Hello and welcome everyone to the Evolve Podcast, supporting you to rise above all your limits, connect with the power of your soul, and give and receive more love in all forms. I am your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, intuitive, illness and trauma guide, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. In this episode, which I'm very excited about, I'll be focusing on illness is a messenger. So this has been one that I have been wanting to do for a long time, and it is obviously divine time right now. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you on how illness is a messenger. And this is super important, not only for this time on the planet, as a whole, right? As the collective, but also for us individually, because we know that if we heal our own stuff, gunk, whatever you want to call it, that ultimately is what supports the planet to heal. So many of us have been taught that when we get a symptom in the body, when we get a diagnosis, when we get, you know, fill in the blank, right? Pain, fatigue, cancer, an autoimmune disorder. I'm going to throw excess weight in there. We're taught two things, two patterns. We're either taught to fight it or to ignore it, and perhaps both, right? Ignore it until it gets so big that you then move to fighting it. So those are two of the main patterns that we're taught growing up, whether it's, you know, parents, society, culture, etc. If you are one of the few that have not been taught that, and you've been taught to actually listen to your body, yay for your parents. But that was not the case for me. And it's not the, I would say that's not the norm. I'm hoping it's becoming more normal. So when we do either of those, when we ignore it or we fight it, we can't hear the message. We can't hear the message. And if we, here's the deal, we want to hear the message that this symptom or illness is bringing us, because then we can understand it, make the necessary changes, and then truly heal it. And what I mean by truly healing it is that it won't come back. So I'm going to give you an example. Lots of people get cancer and they get it cut out. They do the radiation, the chemo, all those things that we typically do for cancer. And then it comes back. For many people, maybe even in a different area of the body now, because if that one area is missing, it has to go somewhere else. So why does it come back? And it comes back because, yes, cutting it out, radiation, chemo is often necessary, but so is making the necessary changes, understanding why the cancer was there in the first place. And not just from a Western medicine perspective, but from a mind body, what I call mind body soul perspective. That's what we're going to get into today. Okay. Cause you probably all have the Western medicine perspective, but many of you may not have the mind body soul perspective. So that is what I would love to share with you today. So again, when a illness comes, it is a messenger, and it has two main messages. And it may be one or both of these messages. So the first message, which is usually the one that we start with, the one that pertains to everybody, at least right away when you start doing this deeper mind, body, soul work. So the message, the main message, we'll say, or the primary message of an illness or symptom is coming to let you know that you are out of alignment or balance. whatever word you would like to use in one or more areas of your life. I talk about eight life areas in the work that I do. And I'm just going to briefly go over those with you. And then if you want to go deeper, I would definitely sign up for my 10 keys starter kit, the Evolve 10 Key Starter Kit. So the eight areas that we could be out of alignment with are number one, I call the area self, so self-connection. And under the umbrella of self-connection is the way that you, let me back up, how you spend, if and how you spend time with yourself. So time to connect with yourself in all parts of you. That includes your emotions, listening to your body, which is what we're talking about today. What thoughts and beliefs do you hold? Connecting with the breath, connecting with your something bigger. So taking time to connect with all parts of you, essentially key one of my 10 key starter kit. Under this umbrella of self, connection also comes with how do you talk to yourself? Are you talking to yourself, treating yourself in a accepting and loving way, unconditionally accepting and loving way, or are you critical, judgmental, and harsh with yourself, self-criticism and judgment? Then we also have under this umbrella, do you trust yourself? Do you listen to and follow your own guidance? So that is the self-connection. You might be out of balance or alignment in that area. Another area, and I'm putting these in order, but not, I mean, I would say the foundation is self-connection. Next is spirituality, your connection with something bigger. And do you take, again, under this umbrella, are you taking enough time to do that on a daily basis? And are you receiving, right? Oftentimes we ask for guidance, but then we don't receive it and do anything with it. So that's the other piece, right? Another area is the primary area is our health, mind and body. And this area is actually impacted by all the others. Okay. So what are you doing on a daily basis to keep your mind and body healthy? Usually impacted by one of these other seven. Next area, relationships. Also necessary, primary. I mean, all of these are. And relationships are huge, right? So are you out of alignment or balance within your relationships? Are you overgiving? Are you not receiving enough? Are you in toxic relationships or unfulfilling? They don't even have to be toxic, just unfulfilling. Another area is what I call your passion. Hobbies, some of you might like that word. Things, are you taking enough time to play and do things that are fun and joyful and light you up? Another area is your purpose or career. Okay. And I say purpose career because really yes, it's job, it can be work related, but typically we're doing our purpose in all areas of our life. So is that in or out of alignments or balance? Money is another area, money, material things. And then we have my newest one. I used to group it with money, material things, but I call it location, environment, location. So the type of place you live in, where you live on the planet, et cetera. So those are the areas I'm talking about that we could be in or out of balance. So when again, the illness comes, the symptom comes and lets us know we're out of alignment and or balance in one or more of these areas. When this happens, right, when we're out of alignment or balance, it creates dis-ease or stress in our system. And then the body gives us clues as to where, right? So the symptom illness area of the body is connected to which area, which of those life areas you're out of alignment or balance. Okay. So let me give you some examples. Migraines. So luckily, I've never been one to get bad migraines, but I have had bad headaches in the past. So I'm just going to kind of lump them together. Ultimately, migraines have to do with you're being driven either by somebody else or as an adult by yourself. You're driving yourself too hard. What does that mean? It means that you are pushing yourself too hard, either beating up on yourself and or physically pushing yourself to do too much or things that you really aren't being guided to do by your soul, right? Your higher self, soul, whatever you want to call it. You're pushing yourself either too hard, doing too much, and or things that you aren't really being guided to do because you've maybe fallen into people pleasing, doing it for somebody else or because you think you should. The doing too much, right? The superhuman. So I talk a lot about the three P's, which are survival patterns, coping mechanisms that we picked up in childhood. Migraines in a nutshell. Autoimmune disorders. So MS, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease. So they all have a little bit different flavor, but they're all autoimmune disorders. And Western medicine says your body's attacking itself. From a mind, body, soul perspective, you in some way are attacking yourself or allowing others to attack you, or you've been attacked in the past, right? Trauma, attacked, it could be verbally, physically, sexually. That's what I mean by attack. And now it's coming out in your body. Right. So maybe you have unresolved attack trauma. Maybe you are, because of that trauma, now you're continuing to attack yourself, in one of the unhealthy three P patterns, right? The perfectionist, the people pleaser, pretending to be superhuman. So autoimmune, typically we're attacking ourselves in many different ways. Or probably like myself with MS, which is where the three P's came from, right? I had a really harsh inner critic. There's the perfectionist. I was a big people pleaser, doing things just to make other people happy. And then the superhuman, right? Superwoman, Superman, pushing myself to do too much, to take care of everybody else and their problems, never asking for support, doing it all alone in a nutshell. So autoimmune, how are you attacking yourself? Or where are you still holding on to that attack energy or you're in a relationship right now with somebody or maybe more than one person that is attacking you in some way? Often verbally, sometimes physically, sometimes sexually, controlling, manipulative, gaslighting, those are all attack. Autoimmune disorders in a nutshell. Excess weight's a big one. It's complex. So when the body holds excess weight, it is often due to feeling like you need to protect yourself, right? For a variety of reasons. Now, excess weight can also mean that you are not taking enough time to nurture yourself. Food, rest, movement, and stress has built up and so can come out in the body as excess weight. Excess weight can also be holding stored unresolved trauma, anger, guilt, shame. Oftentimes, people that have excess weight have been sexually abused. Not always, but often. So, excess weight can be, I would say that one has a variety, more of a variety, depending on the person, right? Breast cancer. Breast cancer often has to do with, and I'm just picking some really common ones here, and there are so many, obviously. And we all, I just want to add this as a side note before I go into breast cancer, that we're all going to have different body symptoms, again, based on where we're out of alignment with ourselves, and or here's where I'm going to weave in the soul or spiritual perspective that oftentimes our soul will sign up It's in our soul's blueprint to get a certain symptom or illness to help wake us up, right? To help us become more conscious, help us to heal things. And also, it can be passed down genetically, DNA, right? Our ancestors. And a lot of illnesses can be passed down, right? So the good news is, regardless of why you're getting an illness, and please don't blame yourself, right? Like, oh, I did all these things. We're not, this is not what this is about. Let's just say this. It's not helpful. And that's a pattern, right? Beating up on yourself, the perfectionist. I did something wrong. And so I have an illness. No, it's all been part of your soul's blueprint, either to have, being passed down in your ancestral lineage or not. It's part of your soul's blueprint. So please don't beat yourself up for any illness, any symptom that you have, because that actually goes against and will create more of it. Right? So when we resist something, fight something, it will get louder, create more of it. And if we beat ourselves up for it, whatever we beat ourselves up for, it just makes it worse. It perpetuates it. So just wanted to add that in right now because it felt really important. Back to breast cancer. So breast cancer is a disease, I'm going to call it an illness of lacking divine feminine energy. Two pieces to this. So the divine feminine, piece number one is learning to give to and nurture and love yourself unconditionally. What does that look like? It looks like showing up for yourself emotionally, being kind and compassionate to yourself, versus having that perfectionist inner critic. It means carving out time every day to nurture yourself and your body. Nurture yourself, mind, body, soul, mind, body, spirit. And then the second piece of breast cancer is learning to receive, ask for and receive support from others. Many people with breast cancer, and I know men could get breast cancer too, are so good at giving to everybody else, but they have an empty cup. They have an empty cup. They're not receiving enough back from other people. So, in a nutshell, those are the messages of breast cancer. It can be one or both, usually both. So, all right, those are just a few examples. Those are a few examples of message number one, right? You are out of alignment or balance in one or more areas of your life. And this illness, this symptom, and again, when I work with my clients, if they have a diagnosis like breast cancer, right, then we'll look at or autoimmune disorder, we'll look at the symptoms, right? We'll look at the symptoms as well as just the diagnosis. Especially with MS, MS has, the illness that I had, that was one of my wake up consciousness calls. And I always say, if I fall back into my old patterns, if I fall out of alignment or balance again, I could get it back. And that's true for any illness, any symptom or illness. It's just coming back to let us know we fell out of balance or alignment again. So oftentimes with my clients, right, we'll look at, what is the diagnosis, but also what are the symptoms? And each symptom has a different message. So in both my OT work, I still do OT work part-time with stroke and brain injury. Brain injury, there can be lots of different symptoms. And then, as well as stroke. So very interesting, right? Stroke, brain injury, MS are all, brain injuries. They're all considered brain injuries to some degree, at least in my world. And then with my business clients, my private clients too, right? So I'm getting to be in both worlds right now. The Western medicine world, bringing in the mind, body, soul, mind, body, spirit perspective, which is something I thought I would never do. Very interesting. So you might ask now, well, Tanya, how do I know? Right? How do I know what message my illness is bringing me? So I'm going to give you a couple ways to get started. One is, you can look for clues in, there's two books I recommend, the Heal Your Body book by Louise Hay. Pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. Now, sometimes my clients need help in when you look in that book at what it says, then you might need some assistance as to what does that mean? Make the connection. And I'm very good at doing that. That's one of my gifts. Another book is Eastern Body, Western Mind. And off the top of my head, I don't have the book right here, but you can Google that, put that in Amazon, et cetera. Another great book. Read those, look your symptom up, and it can give you some clues. So again, finding a practitioner, a mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul practitioner, healer, guide, like myself. So I will be able to, look at your background, look at your history and your current situation in your life, and I will be able to see the connection and then be able to guide you and show you and tell you what the message is and what changes need to be made in your life in order to fully, truly heal that illness or symptom so it doesn't come back again. So those are some resources. If you're like, I can't do this on my own, and I couldn't do it on my own in the beginning either. I did a lot of studying. I had a lot of support when I first started doing this work back in 2004 when I was diagnosed with the MS. Fast forward to 2010 when I had completely healed it and started to help others to do that as well. Message number two, you might be having an increase in a body symptom or illness. So this is often the case after you've done primary work, which is message one. You might be releasing old emotions, limiting beliefs created by that past wound or trauma. You might also be releasing conditioning from parent society. So it might not be from a past wound or trauma. It might be, oh, you're releasing a belief that you took on from your parents, your ancestors, from society or culture. Right? So maybe there wasn't an actual wound or trauma in your experience from this lifetime or a previous lifetime, but just a limiting belief and emotion. We know those are held in the body. Right? And those are what drive our behavior essentially and create number one message. So releasing old emotions and limiting beliefs from the body. So perhaps from old wounds and traumas or just from conditioning by parents and society. So I'm going to give you an example of that. So even though the MS has been healed for me since 2010, I have continued to have GI issues on and off. Constipation has been a big one, for as long as I can remember. Also gas, bloating, and more recently stomach pain. And so again, recently, and I've been working on healing this diligently. Recently, I've had more I'm doing deeper trauma work on stuff I had no idea was there. Right. And I've been using different modalities, ketamine therapy, as a primary one right now in my life as I'm recording this, so that I could remember. So I did not remember most of my trauma before the age of 10, okay? Most of my life before the age of 10, but I knew there was something there. So I've been using ketamine therapy. So I've been having some pretty intense memories, and then of course emotions, right? With the memory come emotions. And as we know, emotions and then belief systems are being shown, these belief systems, given the traumas, they live in the body, right? So as I've been digging up more of this and healing it, so if we got to feel it to heal it. And shifting these limiting beliefs, what's happening or what has been happening is I had a big surge, of specifically the left side of my colon, the descending colon got an inflammation slash infection, which put me in the ER. And so, at this point in my life, I know that Western medicine is sometimes necessary. Whether it be cutting something out or taking a Western medicine, right? A surgery or taking a pill. So I went to the ER, even though I fought it for 5 days, because I'm like, I can do this with my own work. But went to the ER after 5 days, finally, and listening to my guidance, go to the ER. And I was put on two antibiotics and a steroid. So I know that I needed that in order to bring down the inflammation enough, the infection enough to continue to release. Well, I knew this was being released from my body. This old wound trauma, which for me actually has to do with trust. So the large intestine often has to do with trust, not trust, control, right, in a nutshell. And I was releasing this. Right? So it was my body letting me know I was finally releasing this core wound and still am, because we know it can take time. Right? Healing can take time. Making the necessary changes can take time. Shifting, releasing those old limiting beliefs that we picked up from these traumas and wounds, and then the emotions that are also stored in the body from the trauma, the wound, and then continues to be accumulated when we hold on to the limiting belief or fear, whatever word you'd like to use. It can take time. Right. So this is 48 years of my life. I know this started probably in utero, if definitely when I came out of the womb, but it was already probably there in utero. My mom had a lot of anxiety. So yeah, this GI issue, and I know she had GI issues. So again, it was passed down genetically, but then I also felt it from her and then had other experiences in my life that had extreme anxiety, fear, and panic, which caused the GI issue. So I was releasing it. I am currently still releasing it from the body. Right? So, again, these are the two messages, and it's often for both of us, especially when we've done some primary work, the initial number one, that it can then be both. So for me right now, it's both. I'm both needing to I'm both releasing this, and then I'm also needing to work on that being out of balance, not having enough loving support from others in my life, trusting people and letting them in. So, woo, a lot in today's episode. I hope that it has brought you some, let's say, some good wisdom. It's given you some insight into why you have an illness. And then what you want to do, right? You don't want to ignore it. You don't want to fight it. And you want to really hear its message. And it might also be that it's releasing, right? Something's releasing from the body. And so again, we find that out by number one, learning to listen to the body, asking the body, body, is this a message that I am out of balance? And or am I releasing something? Or both. So that's something you can start asking, right? And it takes practice. So because many of us haven't listened to the body for so long, it's going to take practice again to be able to hear the wisdom, to actually understand, hear the message and fully understand it, which is why I highly recommend if you're starting to do this work, and even if you're not just starting, I still get assistance from other healers and coaches and mentors and guides. Definitely find someone to work with. And if you'd love to make me part of your team, I would love to help you with that. And there's two ways you can do that right now if you'd like more support. And that is signing up for a private session. You could also join me for key number five, stress less and be in flow. We're going to be getting into this. And then, of course, the year-long journey that most people find essential to fully healing, truly healing, and co-creating the life they desire is the Evolve Journey program. So if you feel guided to, you can check out one of those. Maybe there's somebody else that you're feeling guided to work with regarding healing illness from a mind, body, spirit slash soul perspective. Absolutely. Just make sure that you get support and that you don't try to do it alone. That's one of the biggest superhuman things we need to overcome, right? Need to move through. And then I just want to thank you for joining me and for listening to this episode. And feel free to share this episode with others in your life that you feel would benefit. I'm hoping at some point on the planet that this actually gets taught in school, right? In grade school. And that we learn. They start to teach you how to listen to your body and not to fight it or ignore it. Because it is a way that our soul, our spirit talks to us. That our higher self talks to us and gives us guidance. All right. Love you guys. Sending you, as always, lots of love and courage and hope. And thank you for doing this deeper work that you're doing with yourself and helping to heal the planet. Namaste.